It's one of our favorite days here on 93.7 The Fan. You listen, and you are so dedicated to really keeping guys like me and Doran employed. And we've done stuff before. We're like, hey, Venmo, shoot us a little Venmo here. I forget what that was for, cable bill or yes. something. We were just messing around. And then you donated it to charity. You had so many people who donated just to us when we were messing around. We've got a dedicated listenership. Our ratings are through the roof. You've been here for us. Now we need you to be here for Pittsburgh, folks. For the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, 1 out of 10 people are food insecure. 1 out of 8 kids are food insecure. That's not good. Let's help them out, Pittsburgh. And you can help them out by calling 412-663-5664 all morning long. And you can text NEED, that's NEED, text NEED to 50155. Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank is brought to you by Spitzer Toyota, Bill Few Associates Wealth Management, Hampton Beer Outlet, Wiggle Whiskey, Pittsburgh Regional Transit, and Dollar Bank. We're already starting off, Doran. You know how you'll be watching election coverage and polls will close and everywhere it's like, well, all the precincts haven't reported. We don't know where these Electoral College votes are going. But like West Virginia, you know, is going to vote for the Republican. And it's 9 o'clock, polls close. Bang, we can now project West Virginia is going to the Republicans. Well, 6 o'clock on the dot, we start this thing off. And we're starting the day with 22,728 meals already being donated thanks to Baseball Card Castle.
Oh, look at that.
How about that?
Appreciate that.
Now, there are other ways to donate as well. You can go to 93.7thefan.com. That's brought to you by Metropolitan Window Company, and this hour brought to you by Phase 4 Learning Center. Doran, it's tough to think about, and we all know people, maybe it was you in your childhood, maybe it's anybody in their childhood, the general you out there. We all know people that have, you know, lived paycheck to paycheck. They have trouble putting food on their table. When I hear that 1 in 8 kids doesn't know where their next meal is coming from, it breaks your heart. It's why days like today are so important.
It is. You're absolutely right. And, you know, even going back to the Caitlin Clark discussion and talking about how she meets the moment, and the moment is so big and there's so many things that are thrusted upon you whenever you are that person. Whenever you do have a platform, it's not just about what you're doing. It's not just about being an athlete. It's not just about being a radio host, a TV host, a celebrity, or whatever it is. The platform gives you the ability to help, too. And to give back. And that's a part, that's a component in the lives of people that do that. And even our lives, to be able to give back and have the awareness and understand some of the circumstances that people come up against, and to be able to have this platform to give back and to help people. This is what it's really all about. And especially, you know, obviously all the way across the country, we want to take care of our own. But we really want to take care of our own here in the city of Pittsburgh. We're all a tight unit. We're brothers. We're sisters. We love you know, a lot of the similar things. And it does pain me to hear that, you know, there are children that go without meals. There are families that go without meals. And to be able to have this moment, to have this day, to have this 4 hours, to generate as much money as possible, we have to come through, Crowley. We got to come through. We got to do our best. It's got to be our best show of the year.
No doubt. And, man, You don't ever want to have to fear, okay, tomorrow's Wednesday. Am I going to be able to scrape by and put a meal on the table for my family, for my kids? And hopefully, and I have a lot of faith in our listeners, hopefully we can help families not have to think about that. There are so many things you have to think about in life. This is one of those things that you should never have to think about. And hopefully, and again, I have faith in our listeners, we're going to make it here today so that we don't have people not knowing where their next meal is coming from. You can call 412-663-5664, or you can text NEED to 50155. And here's how we're going to do our part, Doran Dickerson. You want to come to a Pitt football game with us? You can. One person this hour who donates $50 plus will win a tailgate and attend a Pitt football game with a special experience with us at the Fan Morning Show.
Love that.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Now, the vision there, Like, we've talked about this. They don't have the specifics on the sheet. I think it's going to be for the backyard brawl.
Yes.
That way we can expand the net a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you get Pitt fans all cheesed up for this. You get West Virginia fans all cheesed up for this. And the way I envision this going, Doran, is you're just going to hang out with us.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you and me, we're going to eat some food. I don't know what we're allowed to say about alcohol, but we're going to have a good time.
Yes.
We're going to have a good time, and you get an opportunity to come hang out with us prior to the game. And then there have been some discussions about how we're going to get you on the field and stuff like that.
Yep, hang out with me, hang out with Crowley. We'll do the whole deal. It'll be a fun time.
Do you think I should stop mentioning myself? Do you think it might be more enticing to the people if it's just hang out with Doran?
No, because we're a team.
We are a team,
mm-hmm.
And we have a good time. You'll do pregame.
Yep.
Before the game. Hopefully it's a night game. I'm guessing that it would be a night game, so it can be an all-day experience. Again, one person this hour who donates $50 plus will win a tailgate and attend a Pitt football game with a special experience with the Fan Morning Show. It's always a special experience when you hang out with us. And you can call 412-663-5664. That's 412-663-5664 to make that donation. Also, here's another thing. For $11 a month donation, our listeners can be a Feed the Need community champion, Doran. And that amount will feed someone every day for a year. So $11 a month can feed someone every single day for a year. One community champion will win the following prize pack from Y108. You get eight-man jam tickets, or you get eight-man jam tickets. Easy for me to read.
Mm-hmm.
From 93.7 The Fan, you get two tickets to a Pirates game. From 100.7 Star, you got the boozy brunch tickets on the Gateway Clipper. Melanie Taylor getting all jacked up, right? And
yep,
Bubba.
Yep.
Whammo will provide TK Kirkland tickets at the Roxy Inn, and our brother station KDKA will provide a pair of tickets to Liberty Magic History of Magic Part 1. So that's what you get if you donate $11 a month. One of our listeners this hour will get that at 412-663-5664, and you can text NEED to 50155. We're going to be joined by Curtis Akin coming up in about 13 minutes here. We are going to mix in a little bit of sports today. And I saw just in passing yesterday, there's a lot of like newsy stuff that came out of Omar Khan, Doran, and that came out of Mike Tomlin yesterday at the owners' meetings. What I also happened to scroll by on X was the Steelers' win total this year is 7.5. I think, I want to be careful here because of what happened to Reese Davis over the weekend. There's no such thing as easy money. But I think that's a pretty safe bet. Pretty safe. Not totally safe. A pretty safe bet. If we're talking over under 7.5 wins for the Steelers when they haven't had a losing season since the Clinton administration, and now you got Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, what am I missing here?
What was it last year? You remember?
I think it was...
Becky?
I think it was 8.5 last season.
That's what I thought it was, too.
It was 8.5?
Yeah.
8.5. So they're saying that they're going to be worse this year?
I remember because I won money.
Now, it's pre-draft, but 7.5 sounds very low for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Very low.
PFF, they get an A in free agency in the offseason. NFL.com, B+. ESPN, depending on who you talk to, B+ or higher. They've had a home run offseason. How in the world are they going to lose more games this year than last year when last year you had three terrible quarterbacks? Explain that to me.
Well, maybe they're thinking that the whole offense is going to take some time. Learning the new offense, whether you're Najee Harris, some of the guys that are still here, maybe they're feeling that it's going to take some time to learn the Arthur Smith offense. I don't know. That's very, very low.
It's very,
very enticing, too.
It freaks me out a little bit because Vegas is good. Vegas knows what they're doing. How many basketball games in the tourney did you watch this weekend and you know what the spread is and there's like a minute and a half to go and you're sitting right there on
right
that
there.
So it does give me a little bit of pause, especially when you consider that Justin Fields was a betting favorite to be a Pittsburgh Steeler and he wound up here, that Russell Wilson was a betting favorite to be a Pittsburgh Steeler and he wound up here. It's one of those things where I say, oh, it should be easy money to make money on a 7.5 over under win total, but those palaces out there in Vegas, those casinos in Vegas aren't built on people being dumb and odds makers not knowing what they're doing.
I mean, if that were the case, though, what a disappointing year. If that were the case, that's a huge disappointment knowing that where we're at right now and Steeler fans are riding the highs of the quarterback signings. I mean, if that
were the case. Their schedule's tough, but I can't – They won 10 games last year with Mitch Trubisky, Kenny Pickett, and Mason Rudolph. I don't know how you get to 7.5. I don't. They don't have a center. They just signed Quez Watkins. That doesn't exactly scratch your itch there. But you still have the draft to go. I'd bet that thing bumps up a little bit. I'd set it during at 9.5.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What do I know? You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, 412-928-9370, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. The Fan Hotline, 412-928-9370, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Armstrong Comfort with Matt Mertz Plumbing. Again, it's our Feed the Need broadcast today, and you can donate 412-663-5664. You can text NEED to 50155, and for just $11 a month, a donation of $11 a month, our listeners can be a Feed the Need community champion. That amount will feed someone every day for a year, and one community champion will win a prize pack from Y108, 8-man jam tickets, from 93.7 The Fan, 2 tickets to a Pirates game, from 100.7 Star, boozy brunch tickets on the Gateway Clipper, from Whammo, they'll provide TK Kirkland tickets at the Roxanne, and KDKA will provide a pair of tickets to Liberty Magic, History of Magic, Part 1. Let's kick this thing off in full form coming up next, boys. We got Curtis Akin.
Mm-hmm.
He's been such a force in this community. He always joins to start this thing off, speaks with such passion. We'll get a little Pitt basketball talk in with him as well. So Curtis Akin coming up next. Pat Narduzzi's calling in. Pat from Pittsburgh at 648. How about this new offense? We'll talk to him about community. And what's his name? Cade Bell?
Yes.
I think he's out running practice right now.
He is.
I think he's run 150 plays already this morning.
A lot.
Feed the need, baby. Feed the need. Giant Eagle, Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Make us proud. We want to beat the other stations, too. Like, don't let Bubba get more donations than us.
Yeah, we got to be number one.
We got to be number one.
That's our goal today.
Come on. 412-663-5664, and you can text NEED to 50155. Don't let your Pittsburgh neighbors go without food. Let's help them out. And one person this hour who donates $50 plus will win a tailgate and attend a Pitt football game with a special experience with us here on the Fan Morning Show.